Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
On the planet. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock star today is Greg Reed. Hi, Greg.
Hey there.
Hey there. The founder of Secret Knock. We'll get to that in a minute. The company's called the Millionaire Mentor, right?
That's right.
You just add millionaire to everything, right? All of a sudden, it's attractive.
Exactly.
Right?
It makes it taste a little bit better, right?
I once said to somebody who was a billionaire, I said, "You look like $1 million." And he said, "That bad?"
All green and wrinkly.
Have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur, Greg?
Absolutely. Even when I was a little kid, it's interesting. Like a lot of people, they want bicycle or they want something for themselves. I realize if I wanted it, I have to get off my backside and do it. Start mowing lawns, start walking dogs. You do what you got to do to get the dream and make it come to reality.
And did you always want to start your own business?
Absolutely. That was one of my biggest dreams.
What drives that, do you think?
I think it's self-initiative. Isn't that what it comes down to at the end of the day? It's about having the initiative to get up and do something and having control of your own destiny.
There's got to be something. I mean, a lot of people say that they were 5 years old and they knew they were going to start a business. Is it your mom and dad, your grandpa, somebody inspired you?
Yeah, I think they're all entrepreneurs. But more importantly, I had the dream where I wanted to be a leader. So what happens, I got the other kids in my neighborhood involved. So I started making, you know, 10 bucks each mowing the neighbor's yard. And then I got them for $5 each and to mow the lawn for me.
Your first paying job then was?
I was working at the San Diego Zoo, of all things, because I'm a local San Diego
native. That's a
great job. Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. You meet new people. I was over by the monkey farm.
Mm-hmm. And the worst job?
I would sit there and say for myself, it was the one I was working at the butcher shop steakhouse, and for some reason didn't get along with the staff and had to leave.
Were you a cutter or?
I was kicked out.
No,
I was working in the prep cook in the back area, but for some reason, I think I just wanted to listen to music and talk to the girls a little too much.
Right. I know that feeling. I worked at John Morell and Company and shoveled hamburger. It's like shoveling bubble gum, in case you didn't know. How many hours a day do you work now? Or is it just always?
I wouldn't call it work, Pat. So, you do what you love and love what you do, it really isn't. It's a 24-hour job now. You know, my gig is I get to travel the world to meet the most powerful, influential people, interview them, and tell their story. So, to me, I'm always looking for the next, great message I can share with other people.
Yeah, who's the most powerful person you've interviewed?
I'd say the founder of Make-A-Wish was such an amazing person because one person granted one kid's
wish. What a landscape,
Exactly, and it's so interesting. So many people think that they got to wait for the perfect time. They have something called the bad case of the one size. Like, I'm going to do it once I get the big break. But realize that everyone can make a difference if they just do a little something.
Do you have any hobbies that are weird? what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, I play tennis and I golf. And majority of it is I guess, look at YouTube videos. I love all that crazy stuff you see out there.
Why?
I don't know, because it expands my mind. You know, even once in a while, watching some of those conspiracy theories and things of that nature kind of make you start thinking opposite than, typical mainstream media. And for myself, I like to think differently because the interviews that I do are not your normal topics.
My 94-year-old mother-in-law is the YouTube hit this week. She went to a Blake Shelton concert, and he brought her up on stage.
Oh, how great is that?
Just because she had a science, and I want to meet Blake Shelton.
That's awesome.
94 years old.
That's great.
Who's your favorite mentor?
Charlie Tremendous Jones is a great mentor of mine. He had a great quote. He says that you're the same today as you'll be in 5 years, except for two things: the people you meet and the books you read. It's who you hang out with. It's what you put in your head that determines your character as a person. And I realized growing up that that's what's made me who I am today.
And books, they're not going away, but you don't see a lot of people carrying books. I do all the time. And my son does because he watched me do it my whole life.
Yeah.
But you don't see a lot of books.
Yeah, we're getting our information
Kindles.
Other ways. Yeah, but besides that, we're getting it from the internet, news feeds. Actually, I think we're reading more and more. It's just not in the same form that we maybe grew up to know.
Right. Yeah. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Greg Reed's our guest, and a good one so far.
Oh, thank you.
Get a good grade so far. We'll see how it goes now. There are so many books, maybe not like this, but there are so many books on this topic.
Yeah.
I mean, bookstores, the ones that are still
in personal
around.
Development, right?
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate yours from the others?
Well, we don't tell you what to do. All we do is share stories of amazing people I've interviewed where they tell their success stories so you can see yourself in that situation and realize you're not alone. And you go, man, if that person went through it, I can do it too.
How is it better to get somebody started early in that, or can you tell a 50-year-old guy who has no money he's going to make $1 million?
Well, absolutely. I don't think there's a time. Yeah. I mean, most people didn't have success until they're late in life. You have every story from Colonel Sanders, the Mary Kay, and all those ones. However, in today's society, opportunity awaits the moment that it strikes you. So that's what's so cool.
Typical day for you is what?
Well, let me say, I get up and I look for opportunity. You know, one of the greatest interviews I ever did was a founder of Truett Cathy of Chick-fil-A restaurants. Mm-hmm. And he says, successful people look for and capitalize on unexpected opportunities. So every day I keep my eyes open.
Do you rely on advice of others?
Huh? It's a big hot topic for me. One of the greatest people I ever met was
so named, you do.
Yeah, I do. But well, like, there's a difference, though. There's a difference between opinion and counsel. And I only seek counsel and ignore opinion. Opinion is based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, inexperience, like your family, friends who've never done it, where counsel is based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. If you go to someone and tell them you're going to write a book, they might talk you out of it because they've never done it. If you go to Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, and say, I'm going to write one, he'll give you counsel based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. Every day I seek counsel, not opinion.
Right. Well, my opinion is you look pretty good.
Well, thank you very much.
You're not going to agree with that?
Come on now. Well, that's great counsel.
That's counsel, right. What do you think about hiring Greg Reed's our guest? What do you think about hiring friends and family?
Well, it's good and it could have challenges. The whole thing is if you have an open understanding right up front that these are the boundaries and these are the expectations, then you don't have to worry about the wishy-washy if things don't go right. So for myself, I'm very explicit and open with where people stand
boundaries.
So there's never a question. Boundaries is the key to everything.
What do you think I think I know, but what do you think your strength is as a CEO?
Communication skills, I would say, is most important, especially being a communicator. I mean, that's what I do for a living, so I'd hope that'd be my strong suit.
You know, a lot of people, I got my start because a professor pulled me aside and said, I think you have a skill you're not aware of, as I was flunking out of college. And I said, what's that? And he said, communications.
Right.
And that's how I got started in this business. Because communicate, you can be... tell a joke,
right?
And you're a communicator, right?
That's true. And not only that, but if you're going to get along with people, and everyone says that you're a sales no matter what position you are, well, it's how you can communicate yourself and have that clarity that can get, you know, elicit other people to follow your dreams and expectations.
You've got a big tent in the topics you cover about empowering people and helping people. Where are the new ideas and all that?
I think it's the innovation of tomorrow. I mean, look at Elon Musk coming out with his, you know, talking about popularizing or, you know, the Mars and things of that nature. I believe it's the future of science is that kind of get me going more and important than anything. I just got a chance to go speak at the United Nations for the NOVA Summit. And the people there were talking about growing organs and the future of where our world, you know, is headed. To me, that's where the sex appeal is going to be.
Right. Well, Elon Musk is kind of the new Steve Jobs, right?
That's right.
Steve Jobs, the... pinnacle for you?
No, I don't think necessarily. It's so funny. I had a chance to hang out with Steve Wozniak, you know, kind of the brainchild behind it. And I hear some behind the scenes stories in a positive way. And one of the greatest things they said is that those people embraced their lack. When they were brand new, they didn't have a lot. So Jobs sold his Volkswagen. He sold his calculator. They bought one microchip. And they realized that Hewlett Packard would have machines that go from point A to point B using 20 chips. So they'd pull away five and get it to work. Pull away five. Till finally, you know, Woz would say, I go from point A to point B using our one chip? Because we weren't trying to be cool or slick. We could only afford one. But by embracing that as a, you know, shortest, cleanest path, we change the way people do personal computing. And I find that's interesting. Most people look at their challenges where it might just be an opportunity to disguise.
The challenge of making computers friendly to everybody is immense. And now they are, right?
Worldwide. And now the internet, as we know, is going to be worldwide to people that normally would not have access.
I think too many people have access to it, to be honest. But do you think you're loved or feared more as a CEO?
I got a question. What would make you think that there's too much internet? Is because you think that there's too many voices where before it was curated?
You ever read comments on anything?
Oh, absolutely. So that's what it is. It's the non-curation of that content.
What are the three things, your takeaways for being an entrepreneur? If you could give three pieces of advice.
One, seek counsel, not opinion. Two, we're a reflection of the people you hang around with. Surround yourself with people who are getting the results you want, and you can get it for yourself. And three, surround yourself with a mastermind group. I surround myself with the most positive, influential people, and I ask their guidance. And by having, you know, other brains looking at a situation, I'm just not going it alone.
What's the best quote you've ever heard?
If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I mean, the whole reality is it's a, you know, how you look at something. If you want something to change, change the way you look at it. And there's always another way.
And I've seen all your books, and they all look so easy. You know, the power. You know,
I'm not that smart, Brian. So that's the whole idea. I mean, at the end of the day, I looked at it for myself and I said, you know, if you could keep things simple and to the point for the masses to understand, then everyone can glean that information.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
This is a healthier you.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock star today, and he is one, is Greg Reed, the founder of Secret Knock and the millionaire mentor.
That's right.
What does that mean?
Well, people think I mentor millionaires, but I actually work with inner city gang kids in San Diego. Mm-hmm. I happen to be kind of successful, so as I drive up in a new car, the kids would say, here comes the millionaire mentor. It became kind of a badge of honor in the first book I ever wrote.
If you had to give a 30-second pitch on an elevator about your business, How would you describe it?
Well, again, I travel the world to meet the most powerful and influential people and tell their story in book and film. Pretty easy.
3 Feet from Gold is your big book, right?
Yeah, it's one of my latest bestsellers.
And what's in here?
Well, it's interviews from amazing human beings.
Am I 3 feet from gold?
Well, so many people are. I mean, you're a sports guy. You know, in football, you know, when you're at the 1 yard line, that's the toughest 3 feet. And it seems like so many people give up before the miracle happens. First, there's a dream, then there's challenge, and then there's victory. Unfortunately, most people quit in the challenge. So 3 feet from gold is that perseverance to keep going.
All right. What's the biggest mistake? Probably not the right word that you made as a CEO. Something you'd like to have back.
Stayed in business too long and something that I knew I should have let go.
Right.
It seems like so many times, you know, we're making sure our employees and everyone's taken care of, but we're not taking care of ourselves. And sometimes you got to fill your own cup first and then feed the world with what flows over. And I was just feeding people out of an empty cup. And so sometimes you got to cut your losses and move on.
You know, we talked about there's so many books on this topic. I'm not saying that this is irrelevant, but there are just so many. How do you differentiate yours from the competition?
Because it's an easier read, and I write in parable. So rather than point a finger like a lot of these gurus do and say, you should do this and you should do this, I tell a story within a story. Mm-hmm. So as you're reading it, you see a mentor-mentee relationship where the mentor's beating up on someone and say, hey, I should do that the same way that he's being taught. So that's the way I write.
What are your biggest successes?
I'd say the people that tell me success stories where they were going to give up on their dream or their life, and they read this book and decided to turn things around, that there's always another way.
Well, there's a lot of people like that too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you got to realize that we're a reflection of the people we hang around. Our income, attitude, and lifestyle is the average of the group. If you hang around people that are getting the results you want, you start getting it for yourself. The whole thing is so many times people hang around bad influences and they have those mindset. Hang around champions, you become one too. I stumped you.
No, I was going to tell a Suge Knight story.
There you go. Hang a guy upside down from a...
You know. No, but he's actually a pretty good guy. Do you use social media a lot?
Oh, absolutely. All forms. Well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, that I'm on. And it's really cool because you get to have connection with an audience that you normally would not be in front of.
By the way, it's impossible to stump me, just so you know. How many employees do you have?
Anyway, is Bigfoot blurry?
Who cares?
Exactly. Well, every picture is, so maybe just blurry. There it is.
It's not my reality. Bigfoot's not walking through the store.
That's right.
How many employees do you have?
Right now, I have, I'd say 12 to 15 at any given time, but they're all subcontractors. So I have writers, ghostwriters, right. editors, people working on my stuff. I realize in today's society, you don't have to have everyone into one room or one location. You can, you know, filter them all around the world.
Right. What's the culture around your office?
Happy, positive,
yeah,
loud. A lot of music going on, and we look for the possibilities, what can be.
What's next for this genre?
I think the gurus are going to stop doing this back of the room sales where they tell you, you know, they walk a cow out on stage, tell you need milk, and for $39.95, you can go to the back of the room and get that information. I believe in giving all the information up front so then people want more of what you have, and you can also come from a place of, of contribution rather than trying to just take.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Greg Reed is our guest, and you've filled a lot of gaps with this, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And what's interesting
is the company is called the Secret Knock.
Right. Well, Secret Knock is interesting. People kept saying, how do I get to meet all these people you interviewed? And so I started with 12 people in my living room where I brought them in to introduce them. And it grew and grew. And we just hit Forbes.com, #2 must attend event for entrepreneurs worldwide 2 years in a row. And so now we have a very private invite only gathering where people have to submit an application to come. But I parade the people you would never have access to one place at one time. It's spectacular.
And what does that cost to get into?
About $3,000 for the first time, $1,500 to come back. And we do not any back of the room sales. There's nothing upsold. What I do is I cover my costs to fly these people from all around the world. So very rarely do you have access to the gentleman who invented the credit card magnetic strip swiping system, to the founder of UGG boots, to the founder of Make-A-Wish, and, you know, Lamborghini himself. So right. That's what we do.
Didn't Tom Brady found UGG boots? He made them big.
He made them big, for
made
sure.
Him big, by
Brian
the way.
Smith is the founder
yeah,
of UGG
I know,
boots.
Yeah, I know. And but the thing is to make them mainstream. Mm-hmm. No man wanted to wear UGG boots until Tom Brady did.
Absolutely.
Not
well,
really.
What was really interesting is back in the day, he said he had to listen to his audience. So when UGG boots was on a little bit of a rise, they took out these full-page ads, and they put all these beautiful models, but no one was buying them. And one day he went by a surf shop and took these 12, 13-year-old kids, said, hey, would you buy these? Said, no, look how fake they are. That's not us. We're beach rats.
Right.
Went back, hired the up-and-coming young surfers. They wore them, became UGG boots, what we know today.
If you have an employee or an author or somebody that makes a mistake, how do you handle that?
Directness, mm-hmm. Right to the point. You peel the Band-Aid. I have my mentor taught me something. You illuminate the negative. It means that you go right into it. Most people want to accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative. It's more accentuate the positive and illuminate the negative. The more you can, you know, deal with it, you can get rid of it right at that pot.
Right. When you fire a client, I think a lot of entrepreneurs are watching.
Great topic, by the way.
Easy way on how to fire. There's probably no easy way, but is there a way to slide into it?
Absolutely. I mean, you fire a client. Most people think they want to hold on to everything. Well, I'm very careful of who we surround ourselves with and why we're that way. Again, when you apply to come to Secret Knock, even though you want to give us some, you know, money, I won't always accept it because we want to surround ourselves with positive, like-minded people. Like we said earlier, we're a reflection of the folks we hang out with. Hang around the best.
Do you ever sit back and marvel at what you've done here?
I'm shocked. Sometimes I look at the bookshelves and I see 56 different books that I've been, you know, somehow associated with, going, how did that possibly be, getting a D in English and being told I can't write myself out of a paper bag. And I realize what you do is you work your strengths and you hire your weaknesses. I suck at writing. I'm a horrible writer, but I'm a great storyteller, an orator.
What got you here? What was the first thought that got you sitting in this chair?
Someone told me that I should write a book, and I thought to myself, I never really read a book. That'd be a great challenge. And by taking that on, here we are.
You said that out loud?
Absolutely.
Right.
Again, you know what's so funny is in this world, people always, you know, talk about their wealth and prosperity and they don't have it themselves, or right. They talk about happiness and they're unhappy. I write about what I need help with. I'm a quitter. I quit everything. Sales, marketing, marriage, it gets hard. I'm out the door. So I went on a journey to travel the world to meet the most powerful people to find out how they didn't quit so I can do it for myself.
When this book hit big, how big did this book go?
I believe it went to 30 some odd languages the first year. And Sharon Lecter and I did did that. You might know her. She's co-author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki.
Everybody knows her.
And what's really interesting about this book is it really speaks to the person. So many people think that we wrote that for them. As they're reading it, saying, man, I felt like, you know, you were speaking to me. And rather than put ourselves on a pedestal, again, we interview these amazing people. And we didn't ask these billionaires how they got billionaires. We said, why didn't you quit? Tell us about your challenges. That's what this book's about.
Is there a secret knock?
Absolutely. I can't tell it to you until you make the cut. I guess we have to have a private off-the-screen interview.
We just finished it. Nice to see you, Greg.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for watching Business Rockstars.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Do you want telemarketers to know what you've searched for online? Should strangers be able to access your financial information? The current national debate about people's internet browsing privacy is a bedrock principles issue. Some private companies like Google and Facebook collect data from their customers and sell it to advertisers without the consent of their customers. Now, internet service providers want the same ability. Leaders argue that these are private companies, not government agencies, but a look through the lens of liberty would remind them how important our Fourth Amendment right to privacy is. Government is supposed to protect against invasions of our privacy.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell. It's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Stars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Welcome. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our guest today is Ethan Centuria, the CEO and co-founder of DealStruck. I wanted to do a let's make a deal joke, but that's not, you probably heard so many of those. Welcome to the show. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I always had a sense that I was going to give it a shot one day.
Right.
You know, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family, so my entire childhood was one in which I saw my dad be a founder, CEO of startups, and it seemed really fun.
Right.
So most people don't sort of equate business with fun, but that seeing that made it so for me, and I just figured that one day I was probably going to give it a shot because I'm not patient enough,
right,
and a little bit precocious, and felt like, you know, why not try to jump the line?
Well, it is fun if it works, right?
It's fun even if it doesn't work,
right,
sometimes, but, you know, it's a different kind of fun.
The challenge is fun,
exactly,
right? What was your first paying job?
My first paying job was, I was a cashier at Ace Hardware. I was 15 years old, and my folks said, if you're not going to go away to sleepaway camp or, you know, go
get
a job at a camp or whatever, you need to get a job. So I went down to the hardware store and started cutting keys and, you know, putting barbecues together and checking people out. It was really pleasant, actually.
It was?
Oh, I loved it.
Like the sound and smell of those keys getting cut.
It was nice being in a service job, you know? People had questions, you had answers.
It was
easy. It was very easy to please people.
What's the worst job you ever had?
Oh, geez. You know, I probably shouldn't say it on this show, but being a CEO is pretty hard.
Well, it's not the worst job. It's probably the most difficult.
Yeah, it's
though,
most
right?
difficult. It's not the worst.
Yeah.
The worst job I ever had was, it was probably when I was at Lehman Brothers. My first job out of college was...
Depends on what year you were there.
Yeah, I was there 2008, you know, right after... right during the crash, and so it just wasn't a great environment to be in.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Interesting experience.
I wouldn't think it'd be all much fun to be there that day, that week. Do you have any hobbies, habits, or anything you do outside work?
Yeah, I've got a decent amount. I'm a pretty devout follower of doing exercise. So,
right.
You know, I surf, I swim, I ride a bike. I love to read.
Ah, first one, a reader.
Yeah, I love to read. So try to keep myself balanced with those sorts of things.
Right.
And otherwise, you know.
Please tell me you pick up a book and not. Yeah.
Actually, I do. My girlfriend bought me a Kindle because she didn't want all the books on the bookshelves taking up the space in the apartment.
Right.
And I still am a sucker for the paper book.
Right. Well, Kindle's great for airplanes. I will say that.
Right.
They used to carry like 10 books on a plane.
Yeah.
So the Kindle saved my life there. How would you describe yourself, or what would people describe you, one adjective, as a CEO, as a boss?
Probably resilient,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that gets cultivated as you take the body blows over time.
Right.
But I think, you know, the ability to sort of process ups and downs and bounce back very quickly and turn the page is something that I'm decent at.
Who's your favorite mentor or entrepreneur? Let's go with mentor. Do you have a mentor?
Yeah, I mean, there are no famous people. There's,
right.
You know, I'm not like someone who looks at, you know, Steve Jobs or Mark Cuban and says, I want to be like them. I mean, obviously.
Well, first of all, Steve Jobs should be on top of everyone's list.
Right.
But
you know, for me, it's the people who have been close to throughout my journey. So one of my greatest mentors was a guy named John Sunt, who was my boss when I was an intern during college.
Mm-hmm.
And he believed in me and he related to me on a personal level and continued to support me, you know, in all of my academic and business endeavors since then. And, you know, we used to go surfing together and have a relationship outside of work.
That's very important. I had a mentor, a college professor who literally grabbed me, shoved me across the diploma line, and here I am. Do you rely on the advice of others a lot at work, or do you micromanage?
Depends who you ask. I think I try to rely on the advice of others as much as possible. Really get great people around you and let them do what they're best at.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you know, if you're the CEO, you're supposed to try to be the dumbest one at the table and get out of the way.
Right.
So hopefully I've accomplished that. And every once in a while, I probably put my hands a little, you know, too much in the cookie jar, but I try to let people run.
This whole hiring and vetting people has always been intriguing to me. When someone doesn't work out, it's probably someone's fault somewhere, maybe yours. But I mean, if they don't work out, how do you handle that?
Directly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big proponent of giving people feedback early and often, whether it's formal or informal. And when people don't work out or when a hire doesn't work out, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. So you just get on it early and, you know, always try to help someone understand that it's probably better for everyone to part ways when it's not working.
What if they make you a lot of money?
Then they're probably doing something right.
I like that answer, too. Would you hire friends or family?
I don't recommend it.
Yeah, that's a no. Okay. You get no's all the time there. What's your strength as a CEO?
I guess, you know, from a technical standpoint, you know, the stuff I do best is probably, you know, the financial engineering, the fundraising, the finances, things of that nature. I think would say most people think that I'm quite good at relating to all of my employees and making them feel comfortable, showing them a side of me that's not just some business guy who writes them a paycheck, but that, you know, I truly care about them and their welfare and their families, and that it helps people stay motivated. So, right.
What is the side of you that we don't know about? Where are you at midnight at the Christmas party?
Usually in bed by that
good
point.
For you. Good for you. Do you feel like you're still growing and learning as a CEO? The answer is probably yes.
But my God. I still feel like I'm probably haven't hit the steepest part of the curve, and I've already learned a lot and been through a lot. And, you know, I've been doing it just 4 years, so that's, you know, I'm like in kindergarten for CEO school.
Or fourth grade.
No, fourth grade, but, you know, I have a feeling there's more than 12 grades to this one.
Why not just take an executive job somewhere or stick out Lehman Brothers or something like that?
You know, I'm a young guy. I don't know that I have the experience to say whether taking an executive job or starting a company or doing something else is better. They're just different. Mm-hmm. For me, I really do enjoy having sort of the weight on my shoulders. I enjoy having the ball in my hand, you know, and being the one who has to make hard decisions when the back's against the wall. So it was really the chance to sort of leapfrog, you know, my professional career, my personal development, and try to create a place and a company where I could give a lot of other people a foundation that I thought was going to springboard them.
And it's a different kind of challenge, isn't it, to be the boss, right? As opposed to one of the executives at some other place?
It's certainly, you know, there's like the number of issues that get to you is small, but the severity is high.
Right. Exactly. I once asked the CEO of Coca-Cola, I said, when that phone rings on your belt, is there ever any good news? He said, never.
Right.
Never. What's your management style?
I try to be leader as servant. You know, I think that was one of the first, you know, articles we read in college or something. And I truly subscribe to it, which is that the CEO may be on the top of the org chart, but they're truly at the bottom of the company in reality. And their job is to...
But does everybody else know that or think that?
No.
Yeah, okay.
But you can't expect other people to know that. You just keep doing it because you're here for them.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Ethan Centuria is our guest, the CEO of DealStruck. You know, when you give an employee that makes a mistake, are you in their face? I'm not in their face, but I mean, are you one of these guys that tries to correct any wrong early?
I try to correct wrongs early. You know, our company is about 60, 65 people, and so a lot of those sort of errors or wrong decisions happen, are identified by one of my managers. I think the key for me is to use it as a learning opportunity to be able to take that and coach someone to do it better the next time. I think I never mind mistakes happening once, but I do mind them being repeated.
Right.
Right.
In other words, you don't mind a mistake, but you don't like incompetence.
Correct.
That's my interpretation of that. Who's your favorite superhero?
Gosh, my favorite superhero. I'm not much of a comic guy. I don't even know the superheroes. I guess I like the Energizer Bunny. That's not really a superhero, but I was him for Halloween once.
First I've heard of him. You were?
Yeah, when I was a little kid. He keeps going and going and going. That's what you got to do as a CEO.
Did you end up with more candy than everybody else?
Had the best costume.
Okay, well,
sure.
I bet. Do you ever sit back and marvel at this, that you got to this position and stayed there and your company deal struck's growing?
Unfortunately, not as much as I should or wish I did. I think most CEOs, and certainly I, you live with a constant fear that it, you know, could all fall apart at any right. moment, no matter how successful you are, how far you've gotten. You know, the journey's never done, and so you never, you know, it's hard to take the foot off the gas and get perspective. I think, you know, when these things are all said and done, at some point you may look back and feel good about it, but while you're in it, you just keep the blinders on.
Right. Is that the biggest challenge? Is to sit there and not really know, I mean, I'm not trying to portray you as not knowing, but it's such an unknown world out there.
Yeah, you deal with a lot of uncertainty, and you know, I think the biggest challenge related to that is you're constantly getting new information, you're constantly dealing with surprises, and, you know, to be able to never get too high when something good happens and never get too low when something bad happens is important. Just, you know, take information as fact and try to react to it as rationally as you can.
And people watch your reaction to the reaction of others, right? I mean,
yeah, more so than I'm even aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have blinders on. What are you most, for the entrepreneurs out there, what are the three takeaways? What are three pieces of advice you could give them?
The first one is find a partner. If you're going to start a business, I think it's so important to have someone who you can lean on, rely on, and not be alone throughout the process. Second one is, depending on the type of business you're building, if it's sort of a true sort of high growth startup and, you know, you think you'll need outside money to do it, wait as long as you can. Get the business as far as you can with as little as possible, so you've tried to take as much risk out of it as you could. And the last one is, take care of yourself along the way, because you know, you may think you're a superhero or superhuman, but you're not. And if you're not in a, you know, well rested and on top of your game, then it's all going to be for naught anyways.
In other words, you got to be the Energizer Bunny.
You got it.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This has been Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter Rockstar in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So you're looking to raise money for your business? What are all the different options out there? We're going to talk about that in just a sec. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Joining us to answer that question is our guest, Bill Lee. He's the founder and CEO of Nightscope. So how do we go about it? You've been great at raising money.
There's a ton of alternatives, and even more so now that the Jobs Act has been passed. You can go down the traditional route if you've got a business that fits a particular investor's profile, and a lot of focus on, you know, the 6,000 VCs that dump about $550 billion a year into startups. A lot of entrepreneurs start off, and when they're trying to put a business together, they're really looking for product market fit first, or they're trying to get traction or getting some PR, or I got to get my team in place and all this other stuff. And it's not as sexy, but you actually need financial security, the actual financial mechanism fit with the investor for your business. You're actually not selling a product to start.
So what do you mean?
You're actually selling a security, either debt or equity or what have you. Okay. You're trying to find the audience for that, because if you don't get some capital to get going, unless you self-fund, you're not going to be able to execute all this other stuff that you're trying to do. So you really need to think through, like you would think for a product, like, who's my audience for this? Or a lot of guys, bankers in New York like to say, who would care? Who would care what you're talking about? And if it's a traditional app, some photo sharing thing or what have you, there's, you know, thousands of VCs that love to put $1 to $3-5 million into 4 or 5 team members to go hit it out of the park, and hopefully, you know, they get a Facebook.
Yeah, because that's just the trend now. Everyone's trying to hope that they get the next Facebook.
And unfortunately, I'll say unfortunately, 90%+ of VCs are ex-software types in some regard. And I don't know who decided to edict this, but, you know, we're going to dump all this money into life sciences and into IT, and, you know, the rest of the world doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah.
And you really need to think through where you get that kind of capital. And it might be a bunch of angel investors that you need to pull together. And you actually need to be the investment banker, as opposed to sitting around waiting for an investor to give you a term sheet and go, I'll be your lead investor, I'll do all the diligence, and all these people are going to flock like sheep and just, you know, follow me, which is supposedly the traditional way to do this. Or you can, you know, think it through, put some commercially reasonable terms in place, and go, okay, here are my terms, this is what I'm willing to do, and you actually have to manage the syndicate and try to get everybody to agree to your terms. And try to get it done that way.
So what if somebody doesn't have experience, though? Because clearly you're a man with a lot of experience in this case around raising money and the different ways to do that. But for the person who's at home saying, wow, this guy's really smart, he's impressive, but I'm not remotely close to playing on the same field as this guy, but I need to get some money raised. Should they go to Kickstarter, crowdfunder, incubators? What should they do?
Crowdfunding, Kickstarter, that kind of stuff. If it's a business-to-consumer type of play, you might have an opportunity there.
B2C?
B2C type of stuff. B2B stuff is kind of really difficult to do that in that environment. Companies like Seed Invest, if you're the company's baked, or an accelerator, you know, you're past the first round or so and you're starting to get going, those are some appropriate places to take a look. Okay. Seed Invest, for example, it's kind of like an investment bank for startups. Okay. They're a broker-dealer. They'll do a bunch of diligence. They reject 98% of the applicants.
Yeah.
So unless you got your act together, you're not going to get on their platform that has tens of thousands of accredited and non-accredited investors.
Okay, so it really depends on the type of money, the type of business, the type of product.
Same as the product fit thing that we were just talking about.
Okay. Founder and CEO of Nightscope, Bill Lee, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and we're talking about, if you need to raise money for your business, what are all the different potential options out there? We just went through a couple of them.
So that's one scenario. One other huge trend, two other trends. So one is corporate venture capital. So now 25% of the funding capital that's flowing through every year is actually from major corporations that have...
Which not a lot of people hear about that.
Massive balance sheets.
Of course.
And it's not a nice way to say it, but they're partially outsourcing their R&D function. To give some capital to some startups to go maybe build something that they can't internally build.
Because they just acquire innovation. They don't usually...
Possibly. Or they can build themselves a client. There's a lot of interesting angles. One thing an entrepreneur needs to be careful about there is some entrepreneurs get into a desperate situation and will do whatever the corporate venture capitalist says, which is, fine, I'll give you some funding, but... Once you grow up and you're doing really well, you have to do X for us.
Okay.
Or we have some side letter agreement that has the company some commitment or something else, or worse yet, ask for a board seat and then you have an inherent conflict of interest. So if you're going to take corporate venture capital money, you need to make sure not to do that side letter agreement. You can be friendly about it and go, if you guys don't perform, you know, we as the company can fire you. You don't want to put a permanent relationship in place because there was some capital that flowed in. So you got to be careful with all the hooks that could happen during that process.
So when does somebody actually know that they need to get funded, though? Because I feel like some people just do it because it sounds cool to go out and, I mean, I'm going to frame it a different way, to go out and take debt. Like, essentially, that's you're raising debt. Like, when people go, oh, I raised $30 million. Cool, but you're expected to give that money back. Not only give it back, but to hopefully make them a profit. So a lot of people think it's like it's cool to go out and raise a bunch of money, but how does somebody know when it's actually the right time or the right thing to do?
Not every color of money is the same shade of green.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful what, you know, terms and clauses are in that with that money. For a young company to take on a massive amount of debt, like, not a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. Some people are like, literally be like, oh, I raised $20 million, and oh, that's so incredible.
I mean, there's a way to structure it, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Like, hey, it's a $20 million piece of debt, and it converts at $100 million pre-money in 12 months, like automatic conversion. Like, okay, fine, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right? So there's always a way to structure things, and one thing for an entrepreneur to do is as much time as you're spending learning about new technologies and everything, you should spend a little bit of time thinking about financial engineering and actually how to actually structure the right kind of capital at the right time for your business.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, absolutely.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. it can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased resources.
Biz Talk Radio,